chefs. And now to Bucharest. Romania and its neighbour Bulgaria will most probably join the European Union on January the 1st, 2007. Many Romanians support membership because it will allow them to work and gain experience abroad, preferably in the UK. But Radio Romania International's Julian Morishan says they may be a bit disappointed there.
Romania is one of the poorest countries to join the European Union. Its GDP amounts to 30% of the EU average. The prospects of higher earnings and a legal status as migrant workers after accession make the United Kingdom a very attractive labour market for Romanians and Bulgarians. Just like the more than 200,000 Poles who have registered for work in the UK in the last 2 years, Romanians are very well appreciated by their employers. Eugen Urcan has been working in Ireland for 7 years.
I can tell you that Irish people are so satisfied, happy with Romanian workers, because Romanian workers are working very hard but very well. The competition will be higher and the price, the cost, less for them.
In recent weeks, there have been lots of debates in the UK about the impact of the potential inflow of Romanians and Bulgarians on the British labour market after these countries joined the EU, most probably in January 2007. Despite voices from the business community in the UK which advocate an open doors policy, it seems that there's a strong case amongst cabinet ministers to impose restrictions on Romanian and Bulgarian workers seeking jobs to Great Britain after accession. Romanians and Bulgarians follow 3 years after the 8 East European countries that joined the bloc in 2004. In the last 2 years, these countries have exported more than 400,000 workers to Great Britain, and this figure is 20 times higher than initially estimated. A spokesman for the UK Department for Work and Pensions told me that the 8 countries that joined the Union in 2004 have had a broadly positive effect on the British labour market. But the chairman of Migration Watch UK, Sir Andrew Green, fears that 200,000 Romanians and 80,000 Bulgarians estimated to seek work in Great Britain might be more than the UK can take.
What is clear is that the numbers are very large and they are starting to have an impact on employment and also on housing. So there is some concern in Britain that the total flow of immigration is already too high. So our view would be that any additional immigration from Romania and Bulgaria should be postponed. That is to say that we should apply transitional arrangements in accordance with the treaties, as has been the case for most countries in Europe, in respect of the first 8 new members.
The plans by British ministers to introduce a work permit scheme to restrict the number of Romanians and Bulgarians seeking jobs in the UK have triggered the reaction of Romanian President Traian Băsescu, who said Romanians will not be treated as second-class citizens of the EU. He also warned countries that choose to apply this system that Romania will apply similar measures to their citizens. However, President Băsescu is known to like popularity, and few actually believe it will ever come down to that. The Home Office in London is reserved. They are still analysing the matter while postponing any decision. According to their spokesman, a final decision will be made once Romania's accession date is confirmed, and that might happen on September the 26th, when the European Commission is due to publish a decisive monitoring report on Romania and Bulgaria's preparedness for EU accession.
Radio Romania's Julian Mureșan reporting from Bucharest. And that's almost all we have time for on this week's edition.